People Meeting People Making Memories. Tune into Season 2 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX with Wiz, Bells, Hollis Edwards, and Charlie Mack, created by JC David. If you've watched Season 1, then I don't have to tell you that the views expressed on the show, especially from JC David, may leave you hot, bothered, and in your feelings.
You overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I ain't with this gay shit.
I heard somewhere, this is my opinion.
The Bible is bullshit.
No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it.
Because you can't see her face, Dai's face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
You have to delete that shit. Right. That shit's worse than training.
It is fantastic.
That sounds like some white people.
It is.
And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born.
Get back on track.
I was only offered cocaine, like the first time I was offered cocaine.
Okay.
Okay. We're doing this. Okay.
That's how that nigga knew. Was it your finger that you were saying that drunk bitch?
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of Season 1. Thanks again. See you at the lunch table.
Lay Your Ass Down and Shut the Fuck Up by Charlie Mack. Dedicated to my daughter, Gia, please. Let us sleep. Please don't cry, baby. You should be asleep. You've already kept us up every day this week. Going to sleep is easy, but I know it feels tough. Please lay your ass down and shut the fuck up.
So I went to Hollywood, right? Hey, I was in Hollywood with it, right? I got invited to this party, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring all the food. I had fried catfish tacos, shrimp tacos. I had jambalaya. I had cornbread, and I was cooking, and I was ready, right? Okay, so that's the story, right? Out of nowhere, this lady comes with her hot dog cart, right? She's in her hot dog cart. She rolls it down to me. She's like, this is my block. I'm like, what do you mean by this is your block? You were all the way down there. I'm all the way over here. You know what I'm saying? So meanwhile, this is Hollywood, right? So I'm in a full body fit. You know what I'm saying? We jigging. It's a club outside, everybody dancing, it's lit. I got the catfish tacos, I got the shrimp tacos, I got the jambalaya, I got the cornbread, and she got her funky ass hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? She got hot dogs. So she rolls her shit down. Hey, hold on. Hey, we gotta get, hey, work. Yeah, welcome to the place. Yeah, in your face on the beat. I love it. We got energy everywhere in here tonight.
On the way over here, I took an Uber. When he picked me up, he was like, "You going to work?" And I almost said, "Yeah." I almost told him, "Yeah," but it's not work if you enjoy it, you know. If you're passionate about it, that's what they say. If you do what you love, you don't work another day in your life. But sometimes it does feel like work, you know. Even when you have your goals, you know what you need to do. Your body sometimes says, "Nah, man, just stay in. You good on the day." Or your mind says, "Nah, bro, you good, man. Stay in. Just, you know, take this day off." And those days. Those times are exactly when you need to show up.
nigga. Run your city just like it's a track, nigga. Reputation for Benny is track killer. Facts, nigga. Tracks illa. My flow hot as a car full of fat niggas. I'm at your top like a wig. I got a Glock in the stick. Might get some top from your bitch. Fuck around and might stop at your crib. You dig it? Nigga, fuck what you thought, cause it is, cause you know what it isn't. Know that boy Benny done been bad at Benny. More nigga like women get money for bitches.
I'm on another level, these niggas don't even be on.
This past New Year's Eve, oh my God, I did not want to go out. I did not want to go out and get footage. I just wanted to stay in my room and chill, you know. I did not want to be around people or do any work. But that night is where is the night I gained some more followers, you know. I gained individuals who potentially could be on the show regularly, and also they can spread my word, you know.
JCTV, people meeting people, making memories. Hey, yo, it took everything in my body to come out here tonight. I don't feel like being around these motherfuckers. But it's New Year's Eve in Austin, Texas, and it's a lot of motherfuckers, and I need people to make memories with. But it took everything in me. But we're going, my goal is 5 people. Get 5 people. Ask them my questions and take my monkey ass home.
Plugging you into the city, Damo in the city. We're here at the Hookah Buzz Lunch Table Podcast celebrating Poppy. What's the deal? How you feel, Poppy? It's your album release party, man. We are here to celebrate you. Got a baby on the way. Hey.
I am so fucking selfish when it comes to the Lunch Table and JCTV. I am so selfish. It comes first. It comes first. If you're on the team, I add value to you, not by you just being on the show, but I do videography stuff. I'm an editor, promotion, marketing, produce shows. So I add value to the people who I work with. And there she is. Look at her go. Lovely individual just walked into the building. Let me change up my camera angles. Say what's up, Audrey.
Yo, what's up?
You. All right, cool. Let me set this thing up.
About to drink the night away, had a good lunch. About to call my boy Bill, bring the coffee punch. Yeah. My boy Brady brought the girls, he had a bunch. Jackass like Steve, about to pull a stunt. Damn. Go live with Facebook, don't care what extra say. A party ain't a party if you ain't did the kid and play. Got a big booty hole for my birthday. Trying to throw a party like old school Snoop and Dre. For TMZ purposes, inviting Kim J. I got some white
chicks. How do you discipline your woman?
How do I support my woman?
How do you discipline your woman?
Discipline her?
Yes.
Well, you know, I start off with a lick of the hand.
Okay, nice little lick of the hand.
Now you get one of those, and she be like, alright. She say, alright. Now, it's just mainly, it ain't really about disciplining her. Like, it's just like, letting her know that she is number one. We're letting her know that she's number one at first. And so she's seen me a lot out here talking to a bunch of women.
Right.
So it's about her understanding that she's number one. Before I go talk to the other women, letting you know, I had these women wave to her.
So that's where
the discipline
is
comes in.
Instilled. He's going to have everyone be introduced to the first lady.
Exactly.
They're gonna wave, understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Respect.
Once she gets introduced and waved in, you know, it wouldn't make me say, hey, they down to fuck later on. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you awake? You should be in bed. You're not hungry or wet. You've been changed. You've been fed. The screaming, the crying, I've heard enough. Just lay your ass down and shut the fuck up.
He got his equipment right for show.
Together. You're on a family vacation.
Okay.
Right.
You have a daughter, a child. You're at the lake. You first. She's drowning. Your child is drowning. You only can save one. Who are you saving?
This tough, you feel me? And I love... Look, I ain't got a little girl. I got a son, but I ain't got a little girl. I want a little girl. Because my son a mama's boy, and I want that feeling that she give. You feel me? But I'm saving my wife. I can make another baby. You understand me? I can't get my baby back. I can't get my wife back. Because it's all in one of her. That's it.
I agree. Save my husband. Because I can always make a next child. But, I mean, my child can't grow up without a mother.
We going to be fucked up about it. I keep forgetting she got on mic, too. We going to be fucked up about it. But I'm going to save my wife.
19 and
NB. You know my gang and them showed out for you.
Look at this. Look at all these people showed up. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're
so
on one.
Shout out to, House
I
want to
read
Texas.
It to an actual child.
Yo. That Nick, he's hitting 1,000% from the field on those books, man.
Oh, yeah?
1,000%. I'm talking like every time I share it, every time I get someone to read it, it's a go-go. So my goal this year, you got to go with a fucking proven product, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those books, those are proven fucking products that work. I've seen them work on stage. I've seen them work at Buzz Meal yesterday. I see them working just anywhere. They work. They don't read the first page. They just read the cover. Already in giggles. I'm like, this is a go-go. This is a go-go. So my goal this year, I just talked to Charlie. He's not going to be able to make it. He's in Houston now, he's thinking about he just relocated. Now he's in Georgetown. He's back in town.
Oh, her.
Because the business is here, you know what I'm saying? And he also, he has shows in Houston, but most of the business is here. The shows are here.
It's growing here.
It's growing like a motherfucker here, you know? So,
hey.
What's up, love?
That's crazy. Like, I was hearing everything you were saying, but like, I looked over. What type of kid books is this?
Lovey.
That shit. Yeah,
pick one up. Grab one. Read one.
Yeah, read one. Yeah.
Read one.
Yeah, read it.
All right. Pick one. Which one you gonna pick?
Hey. Hey, man, fuck the kid.
Yeah, fuck them goddamn. Read three pages.
I got you. It's green.
So good.
TikTok. Why they disrespect? Oh, they need their asshole. Okay. Bow to all the pedophiles. I truly apologize for the misleading title. Yes, well, shit could have fooled me.
What you got?
Bow. These kids are bad as fuck. Parents ain't whooping ass enough. If you slow, you should know. I'm here to catch you.
Hey, that's true, though.
Grab a belt, grab a switch, or even grab a shoe. And if they start acting bad, you should know just what to do.
Goddamn right. Two more pages. We don't want to get married, thing. But give them like two more.
Parents, nowadays they are soft as baby shit. Just know I'm beating ass. And if you let me babysit, I don't want to hear your kid talk. I'm not trying to be harsh, but man, fuck them kids.
Hey,
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Read it every night.
That's crazy.
Last one right here.
Y'all can't get mad if y'all want, but wait, hold on. Y'all can't get mad if y'all want, but your kid is unbearable. Somebody need to whoop their ass. The job you're doing is terrible.
Terrible.
That's crazy. Your kid think he's grown and he's thinking that he's tough. You put him in timeout. He should take a time out and pick his damn teeth up.
That's it. Yes, man. The goal this year
is fuck them kids.
Nah.
Oh.
To sell 1,000 of these hoes before the end of the year. Very doable. He sells every time he does a show. He does a set. Reads a couple pages. Boom. So what I've been doing, actually, man, we must become purposeful with our marketing. We must become purposeful with the money that we, with making money. Right. You got to have a goal.
Yeah.
Must be purposeful. Like, this is the system I'm going to set up. These are the results that I want to get. Right. You know, and that takes time.
Time and discipline.
But also knowledge.
And consistency. Like,
yes.
God damn it. Listen, guys.
Discipline will fix 80% of your problems.
Talk to him. Before you guys came in, I was talking about trimming some of the fat from the show. Mm. What's so funny, Audrey?
Nothing.
Yeah, what was funny?
No, but it's not just, listen, man, I've been doing this. I was talking to Audrey. I've been doing this since March 6th, 2011. I moved to LA then. What were you doing in 2011?
Shit, I was
graduating high school.
Shit, I was a legit.
What were you doing in 2011?
I was in San Antonio.
San Antonio?
Yeah.
I was in Mo City graduating Thurgood Marshall. How you feel? What's the deal?
Let's get it. Audrey.
I was in seventh grade taking Benadryl at school.
Wow. She was in PE. Goddamn. Yeah,
robo tripping.
Hey, I know where I was at. I was in that biggest now.
Jeez. But yeah, I said all that to say. But not just the show. I've trimmed fat from my life, like throughout the entire process, but especially since I've gotten to entertainment. Mm. These are the questions I ask myself. Is this good for my career, or is this not good for my career? Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
Right.
Period. Those are the only two questions I ask myself. Do I need this motherfucker? Are they good for me? Or are they not good for me? That simple. And if you are not aligned with JCTV and how I think and what I'm doing, not adding value, get the fuck out of here.
People meeting people, making memories. That's what they screaming. JCTV.
How do you discipline your woman?
Say that one more time.
How do you discipline your woman?
Hammer me.
Oh.
Communication is key.
Yeah, it's all about communication.
It's all about communication.
Don't treat your woman like an object, bro. She's a person. That's your friend
first,
bro.
That's your partner.
It ain't. Nah, bro. I ain't too much.
It's supposed to be a mirror.
I ain't too much for the gender roles and shit. But like, I don't know, bro. I kind of don't even like that question, how that was worded.
I think you guys are equal. So
yeah,
if you love someone, communication is key. Express how you feel to the fullest. They should be able to do the same, even if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, bro.
You feel me?
However you want to.
Is always going to keep it together.
However you want to be treated is just how you need to treat her. And the same. And then understand who she is as a person to be able to cater what it is you need to, you know, tone up a notch or tone down, you know? It's all situational. Everything's situational.
I just want them commas, I just need them commas. I just wanna be able to sit and feed my mama. And I just told my papa that when I really make it, yeah, that I'ma buy him anything and fly him to Jamaica. You know I got my cake up, you know I'm stacking paper.
Money.
You know I'm flexing all on y'all, especially on my haters.
How do you feel about going into 2024 being an administrator, like the children being the future? Like, what if you take on that?
Yes, you're right. The children are the future. I do think we, not us, but as a society, we have failed them, especially like with COVID. I think we all were confused. But our children are the future, but they're really stuck in the past, like 2 years in the past. And that's what my main goal is, to get them caught up, because they literally lost 2 years of socialization. They lost 2 years of curriculum and like hard routine. And if anybody knows a kid loves a routine. They have to, like, they thrive on routine. So I say that's my motivation for 2023 for them, like, to make sure that by the end of in May, that they are at least 1 year caught up more than what they are today.
I never even thought about that, you know. The pandemic hit pretty hard for everybody.
Yeah.
But for the kids to still be stuck 2 years ago, because I really haven't been able to develop a true, like, routine. That's crazy to think about.
And then the district wants us to still teach them how to do that. But I'm like, wait, they're not even here. We're still here. So it's like a battle for that. But we're working on it.
Quick question to the ladies. Does a man's voice, how he sounds, does that affect how you treat them, how you
Hell
talk
yeah.
to them, how you feel about them?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking weak, man.
Because that's me. Like, I already got like a hood backbone. Nigga voice. I ain't going to lie. Like, my shit deep and I got like a little, you know? And so I can't be with no nigga whose voice is lower than, I mean, like, squeakier than mine or some shit. Like, bro, that's weird as fuck. No, you need to tell me what it is.
Put some bass in your voice.
Sit your ass down.
Say it with your chest, fuck. Like Kevin Hart.
Have you ever given someone a chance, another guy a chance who had a light voice, but it just didn't pan out? You're like, you know what? This is a bad mistake. I shouldn't have did it in the goddamn first place.
I did, and I just...
How'd that happen?
I personally didn't trust him.
I didn't trust his voice. Yeah, it just
that's crazy.
It just didn't make me feel safe. And anything that he said, I'm like, he lying.
That's
like,
funny. Yo, I was not even. This nigga lying.
It was no base.
So he was like,
so he a liar. That's funny. Oh, that's real. That's real though.
I love you, Damo.
I can't see what you're saying.
Nigga, hell no.
You lying.
You want to talk about this? I've seen your body move. You have some things to say.
Oh, no, man. It's because, like, I've scared a lot of men away dating and shit.
How?
By being myself. Like, I've hooked up with a guy. The first guy I hooked up with out here, I said, thanks for not making me come. And I slammed the door and I left.
Oh, damn.
Well,
what is his phone?
At least you told him. But. Like
did he finish?
Yeah, of course he fucking finished because we had sex and the guys, you end with the guy coming and then the girl's just there.
Gentlemen, have you ever fucked and you fucked for a minute?
Here we go.
But then it was like, I'm tired of fucking.
Yes.
I can't get this nut with her.
Yes.
And then you just, you stop fucking and then you go to the bathroom and get your nut. Have you ever done that before?
I've never had that happen.
Okay. I'm like, goddamn, I can't get this nut with her.
I wait till the
okay, bro.
That shit happened.
Bye, bye, bye.
No,
I go to the bathroom.
No,
5 minutes
that
and I'm good.
Hey, don't get it twisted. Gay female, well, I'm bisexual. Bisexual, me liking females too. Bro, I don't like being around bitches when they get drunk and they want to get gay. And bitch, you're not
Yo,
really gay.
That's funny. With
that,
that
shit be pissing me
Dude,
off.
Girls think that
do
just
not come
do
over
that.
Here and throw that ass on me. And
if
I swear
the,
to God,
if the guy did that to them,
I'm welcome to manhood.
Hey. That shit be pissing me off.
God damn it!
Like damn, bitch, you done gave me. You done gave me shit blue clit. God damn it!
Blue clit.
That's hilarious.
Hey. The fuck?
That's hilarious.
To get back to the man, question.
Nah, shit.
Everyone's been asking.
Blue lips.
I'm not even finna lie to you. If I'm putting in all of this work, you're gonna make me get mine.
That's what I'm saying. If you
you're
get to
going
nut,
to
I'm
gonna make
to
me. If I'm busting your shit,
yeah.
You're gonna make me get mine.
Okay,
I
get on that.
Yeah, it should be not selfish here. I like.
I feel that, but I've had some times where I did not finish, and I knew I wasn't gonna finish.
Yeah, no, right?
So I just fake a cramp, and so I just.
Hey, you telling all your secrets right now?
Yeah, I'm a nymphomaniac and a maniac, pussy connoisseur, almanac. I pull your hair, squeeze your neck, beat your cheeks. I do all of that. Give the conscious when I go back to my main chip. Reduces the fast as Johnson. That close my eyes and fantasize with my black cock inside that Asian tonsils. I'm going ape shit, going Congo.
You out in the club, you meet a transgender, and you complete the act. Do you consider that sexual? Sexual assault, rape, or what? How you
I
feel about
that?
The complete the sexual act. You meet them out.
Are we talking trans man to woman, woman to man? I don't
care.
Oh my
God.
Don't
See, but it's different for me, cause no, hell no. I feel like that's rape.
Is it assault or is it deception?
It's rape.
How is it rape?
Because I'm
did
a straight man. No, I did.
How did you
I did with a woman.
You did with a woman, but you consented with a person.
No, I didn't consent with a person. I considered with a woman.
With a
it's a difference. If you classify yourself as a person, most likely I'm not gonna consent myself. Just out of respect, love, because I'm a very traditional man. You understand? Well, and there's no disrespect. I got gay uncle, so I'm around them type of people. And there's no, and I'm a respectful man. My mama raised me right. So I ain't gonna disrespect nobody. But at the same time, I'm a straight man. I don't swing that way. So for you to even let it get that far without telling me, that's sexual assault.
Okay, but how did you not know?
Since you're woke, I'm woke. That doesn't seem fair. What do you want? Who? Why? Where? I just want a little rest. I'm not asking for much. Will you lay your ass down and shut the fuck up?
I'm faking, man.
I was so
faking.
Bad at eating pussy this one time. I was so bad at eating pussy this one time. It was shameful. So I'm fucking... I'm doing my best.
Right. I'm trying.
That's all I know.
I'm doing my best. I bet this ain't never happened.
About this
she said. She didn't say anything. It was just a.
Oh, she pulled your head up?
She pulled my head up. I was like,
hey, the pull up on the stair.
Yeah. I was, hey,
hey, no cap. Because I let me tell you, look, I'm a lawyer.
I was sad.
And I'm telling you right now, I had to just.
Why were you so bad?
I know what you mean. I mean, I know what she means.
No, no.
What were you doing?
I talked about this. Charlie Mack and I had an episode a while back, but traumatized through laundry.
I knew he was gonna rig it up.
Traumatized through laundry.
Hershey's thing.
Youngest of four. Me. Two sisters. One brother, mom.
Yeah.
And my job, you know, if you're in a house with a number of people, you have chores. One of my chores, it was vacuuming. It was fucking taking out the trash and it was doing laundry. And they were young. They were young. But what I saw, what I saw in those panties was disgusting.
And then coochie juice, yeah.
It was more than that. It was more than that. I saw some things.
Oh. Yeah.
So fast forward, right?
The flip-flop. Have you ever been in a relationship?
Yes.
I'm in one right now.
How has your women disciplined you?
I mean, in ways of making, it was all mental, in ways of just making me realize I wasn't the man I thought I was. At such a young age, I'm only 22.
I
started talking to my shorty at what, 19 or something, bro? And I thought I was, like, you know, somewhat of a man because I got through life in certain ways, bro. I'm hella accomplished for the age I'm at, you know? So I thought I knew shit, and she make me, you know, she ground me and keep me humble in certain ways of, like, nigga, you not, you know?
The woman in your life, no matter who that woman may be, if she real life care about you and love you, she gonna help you realize that you shouldn't move so much in your ego. And a lot of a nigga's movements, honestly, just be based out of ego. She gonna destroy all that
for
in
sure.
A good way, in a positive way, for the better.
You take you
so
good.
You can be the true you and the man that you need to be. So you can grow into who you need to be. Break out of that shell of the ego, because that's not the true you.
31st birthday.
Of course.
I was sober for 6 months.
All right. Nice, man. It's a good job. For real.
I took that time of being sober and having a sober state of mind to, like, really sit down and look at my kids and seeing how I could be better for them.
Yeah.
Right? You have, like, this period of time where you feel like you don't want to do this shit no more.
Yeah. Right?
Relapse happens, but it doesn't stop you from making that change when you're completely ready.
Like, I appreciate that, man.
You got to surrender.
Yeah.
Like, you got to surrender yourself to your higher power. And when you do that, that's when you're ready. But, like, dude, it's okay. Real. You're not ready yet. You see what I'm saying? But it's life, bro.
Yeah.
You be straight.
I like to speak it because, like, I don't drink out anymore. I drink, you know, at the crib, bro. You know?
I don't.
And it's not, but it's still, it takes away my productivity. I'm not as productive. And then you fucking feel a certain way if you know what I'm saying? If you, like, it's all bad.
Right.
It ain't nothing good except for that initial euphoric feeling.
Yeah.
And then it's downhill from there, you know? It ain't worth it, man. I wish I ain't stopped, but I did. I did. But I'm aware of it and I'm working on it. Also fell off the wagon.
I have some more advice too. Like, I've been working on that journey. I started last year.
You need to stop fucking goddamn. You got liquor every time I see you. I bet you got a bottle in the car.
Okay, so here.
Do you have a bottle in the car?
Yes, but here.
So we're taking shots later, right?
I have been Batty a brand ambassador for every liquor brand you could think of.
Can you get me in touch with Hennessy?
Yeah, I used to work for
resources.
I used to work for Hennessy. I work for Bacardi. I work for Patron, and they have 12 liquors underneath their portfolio.
Uh-huh.
So I stay with liquor on me, which made my going sober thing even harder, right?
Yeah.
So my advice to you is, when I tried to, like, replace drinking with something else, it was more so like hot yoga, working out. smoking weed, because but I would do it as like a reward system, right?
Yeah.
So if I woke up, if I walked my dogs, if I did the dishes, I get to smoke a blunt instead of starting off my day
with the blunt.
Yeah.
I tried to switch it to a reward system.
Yes.
That way I'm like, oh shit, I at least got some few things.
You earned
done.
It. You don't. You know?
I can. I get to do this. Yes.
And now I'm a functioning pothead.
Sis, you hear this shit? You hear that shit?
You gotta.
You hear that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's really me. I'll be sparking that bitch up in the morning.
You got to find a different way to channel what you're dealing with. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the gym 6-7 days a week because I deal with a lot of, like, PTSD and anxiety and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I told you, I had that journey in a period where I wasn't drinking. And I was drinking, like, before I had that period, heavy. Heavy drinking.
What did heavy look like?
So for me, like, I've been in the Army for nine years.
Oh, yeah. Y'all yeah, motherfuckers be drinking out here.
Be drinking,
Hold on, can you? Yeah. So, like, that's what we do to cope.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We deal with a lot of shit. And some people out there still doing drugs. They're not supposed to be doing drugs. Like, mine was alcohol. Like, and it took me having kids, and it took me realizing, like, I got to slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, my granddaddies were alcoholics. My dad was an alcoholic. He still drinks now, so do I, you know. No fault to him, but, like, moderation.
Yeah.
And finding other ways to channel what you got going on. First of all, you need to figure out what's wrong.
The root.
The find root the of root. The problem first.
Find the root.
It could be anything. Find the root of the problem, and then work on different avenues so it, like, that's not the first thing that you resort to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
when it started to, like, because I learned about addiction before I became addicted.
Right.
First, it's the physical, you know, your body reacts to it. But then when it started getting to your motherfucking mind, man. When you, like, thinking about that hoe, you watching, you fucking editing. Oh, man, I'll get a little pint or something. I'll get a little something. You know what I'm saying? You, like, you're doing random stuff. You're doing regular stuff. But then that, oh, nigga, you just got to go get a little, you know, little pint.
Is
little
it because something. You have bonded with the personality that comes out when you're drinking a particular spirit?
Plugging you into the city, we are here at Poppy Chulo's party. This is the after party for its album release. I'm here with John from New Orleans, Orleans. How do you say that, by the way?
I said New Orleans. Everybody else said how they say it. All our actions in the city different. It just all depending on, like, your background, like, whatever your history is. So you got your accent depending on your grandparents or great-grandparents.
So you're here in Austin. Austin is known for keeping it weird. Have you had a chance to keep it weird yet? Because people want to know. Have you been keeping it weird?
Not yet. Well, hopefully.
All right, so we're going to dive into a few questions here. How do you discipline your woman?
Discipline?
Yeah, how do you discipline her?
I mean, I feel like the way you treat your woman, basically the discipline, the submissiveness will come automatically. As long as you provide comprehension with an understanding when you're communicating, as long as you're loyal and respect your woman, everything else falls into place. So the discipline gonna come automatically. That's how I feel.
So you said, put down the respect, and the discipline will follow. I like that. Since Austin is known for, like, keeping it weird, and there was a lot going on, how would you feel if you happened to, like, date somebody and then you realize that they were, like, transgender and they never told you?
That'll be different.
Because at the end of the day, they're just, like, keeping it weird, right?
Yo, that nigga knew was
it
all
was
man.
It your yo, finger
I did not
that you was
that
set.
Drunk bitch.
You
hey, that was.
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of season 1. Thanks again, see you at the lunch table.